Diets and Grease have prepared Hearts for Ministry. A ministry needs your help to change hearts in Honduras, and school supplies can make a difference for a child's eternity. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Days of violence appears to be coming to an end in Greece. Rioters took to the streets of Athens and other major cities following the police shooting of a teen boy. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis says his death was the last straw.
There have been other scandals involving the government. There has also been this big financial crisis. Plus, there have been ongoing issues in the area of education. So the students that are primarily involved in this rioting right now are frustrated for a number of reasons.
Ioannidis says these issues, coupled with scandal in the Orthodox Church, has prepared hearts for the gospel.
People look for something that can provide them a more lasting peace, and they are definitely looking for answers. With all the violence that seems so senseless, it is an opportunity for ministry.
AMG operates Christian bookstores, a ministry center, a hospital, and more. None of them were damaged. Pray that Christians can be effective in outreach. Next, with more than 15,000 people infected with cholera in Zimbabwe, government officials have declared a state of emergency. In the meantime, the Baptist Global Response and Southern Baptist International Mission Board workers are providing food and other relief aid. As they provide for their physical needs, missionaries are bridging the gap that's allowing them to openly talk about their faith. Pray that God will move hearts during this uncertain time in Zimbabwe. You're listening to Mission Network News. Underground church planters in China are doing incredible work, but unfortunately, many of those pastors are arrested. Tom Henry with WorldServe Ministries says, as you're hanging your Christmas lights this year, you need to remember these believers.
If they look at the little slip that says made in China, what they don't know is most of those lights are made in prisons. And some of those prisoners happen to be in there for simply sharing their faith. And if they don't finish the quota, they're beaten with the strands.
Henry says that's why World Service started the Lights of Christmas campaign. It's an effort to raise $50 a month for imprisoned pastors.
It's going to suffering pastors in prison, particularly in rural areas. If a pastor's in prison for, say, for 2 months, 3 months, 8 months, that $50 will support their whole family for a month.
These believers are asking you to pray that they'll be able to show love to their oppressors. Meanwhile, Mission Network News' Ruth Kramer is wrapping up this week with a look at Buckner International's vision for their ministry in Honduras.
State-run orphanages in Honduras are generally overcrowded and underfunded. The contrast between a facility that has the resources they need and one that does not is as obvious as watching a contractor build a house with a spoon. That's why Buckner International started work in Honduras. Buckner's Leslie Chase says they're hoping to connect American churches with church bodies in Honduras to help support these orphanages. For her, it's about transforming.
Buckner being a Christian organization, one of the main goals that we have is to disciple the kids, to bring Jesus into their lives. And through all the teams coming in, our opportunities to be able to work with the kids and give them Jesus.
Buckner already has 7 trips scheduled in 2009, and they're hoping to see them filled with people who want to invest of themselves for the kids' sakes. For details, go to our website. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, San Pedro Sula, Honduras.
And school supplies can make an eternal impact around the world at Christmas. Are you surprised? Well, when it's a Global Aid Network care pack, it can. Most school supplies are standard issue in North America, but for orphans in Africa, Central Asia, Latin America, and other parts of the world, they're not. These items, packaged together with gifts and a letter from the family who sent the care pack, demonstrates Christ's love, giving national believers opportunities to share the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, Yours Free for the Asking. It's a moving, high-end production that shows how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Arab Christians, serving as a reminder to us to pray for them as they reach out at Christmas. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.